Hello, this is Commissioner Eric Boucher of District 4, and as always, it's an honor to serve you as your Carroll County Commissioner elected to public office, and I look forward to giving these addresses to the public to keep them informed of what's going on. Big fan of rec and parks, so I'm going to lead off with some stuff on recs and parks as we're coming to the end of summer, and we're looking into activities in the fall. We have the Piney Run Park Wagon Rides and Campfire. This sounds fun and exciting for the family. It begins Friday, September 3rd, and will run through the month of October, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. It's $120 for a group of up to 25 people, so you can get family and friends together. It includes a 45-minute ride with an hour campfire to follow. You can bring your own supplies for campfire, such as your treats, you know, s'mores, hot dogs, etc. Just make sure you bring the necessary stuff to clean up afterwards. You can reserve at ccrec.recdesk.com. So that's Carroll County Rec Desk. You can always go online and Google it and find the information and follow the links. There's also the Monarch Madness Festival. That is Sunday, September 12th from noon until 4 p.m. at Bear Branch Nature Center. There's a $5 parking fee per vehicle. See the beautiful monarch butterflies before they begin their flight south to Mexico. There will be games, crafts, and face painting for the kids, opportunities to purchase native plants that support the butterfly population, learn about Project Monarch Watch, and watch Bear Branch Nature Center release the butterflies. That's an exciting time, wonderful for you and the kids. And something that means a lot to me here, we have Out of the Darkness Carroll County Maryland Walk. It is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. This affects so many of us, both directly and indirectly in our families. This year will feature a staggered arrival format due to COVID-19 concerns with no formal opening ceremony. Registered teams will arrive at pre-assigned times throughout the morning, enjoy various event activities, explore resource vendors, and then go on a two-mile walk. That's Crim Gold Park, right up street from my house in Woodbine, and that's September 12th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. For information, please contact Kate Ulbrich at 202-770-8973. Please come out and support this, especially with everything that's going on with the COVID pandemic restrictions and all. It's affected a lot of people psychologically, and it's very important for us to be there for our fellow brothers and sisters to get them through their tough times. On the fun stuff, we have late night fishing events at Piney Run Park. This is always a lot of fun. The first Friday night of each month, the lake will be open until midnight for fishing. Normal park entrance fees apply, no pre-registration necessary. The next date is September 3rd, after that, October 1st and November 5th. So please get out there to kids in the evening. I know that catfish like to bite in the evenings, and they're a lot of fun. They're very big, so get your kids out there for late night fishing and enjoy yourselves. We also have Carroll County Department of Recreation and Parks launches Volunteer Photo Ambassador Program. This is a really exciting program for those out there who love taking photography and capturing the beauty of Carroll County. Recreation and Parks is currently accepting applications for its inaugural class of Volunteer Photo Ambassadors. Sounds pretty important and sounds fun too. Recreation and Parks Photo Ambassador is someone who enjoys photography and is passionate about Carroll County Parks, recreational programs, nature, and the environment. Selected applicants will be asked to submit photos monthly to Recreation Parks, as well as to share them with followers on their social media platforms. Public awareness. This is exciting stuff. The department's goal is to help raise awareness of local recreational opportunities and encourage participation. In return for their efforts, photo ambassadors will have access to programs at discount rates and may receive other additional benefits. This is also a great opportunity for amateur photographers to build a portfolio of work, possibly leading to future opportunities. So this is potentially a good building block for the young aspiring photographers. Selected photos taken by the photo ambassadors will be featured on the department's social media pages, in program guides and annual reports for marketing opportunities, and on the Carroll County Rec and Parks website. If you are interested in becoming a volunteer photo ambassador for the department, please visit ccrecpark.org for more information and to complete the application. Applications are due no later than the 1st of December this year. So if you're into photography, please take the time to get involved in that and share the beauty of Carroll County with others. We also have coming up, celebrate Carroll County Department of Recreation and Parks' 50th anniversary at Hoshua Environmental Center, Saturday, October 2nd, 4 until 8 p.m. Recommended attire is business casual. Join past and present staff, volunteers, advisory board members, and elected officials for a night of food, music, 50-50 drawing, and a silent auction with all proceeds benefiting the Carroll County Park Legacy Fund. Admission is $50 per person, includes food, beverage, bar, dessert, music. There is, however, an age 21 restriction since there is alcohol at the event. There will be the 50-50 raffle to celebrate 50 years. Help support Carroll County Parks with a purchase of our 50-year celebration 50-50 raffle ticket benefiting the Park Legacy Fund. The drawing will be that night, October 2nd. The cost is 6 entries for $5 or 15 entries for $10, and as always, it will benefit the park. We also have in Rec and Parks the Carroll Park Trails Passport Partnership with the Partnership for a Healthier Carroll County. And the older I get, the more important I realize walking is. I gave up running. And this is such a tremendous program set forth by our Parks and Rec for the health and well-being of our citizens. Take a walk at the 12 Carroll County Park Trails listed in the Carroll County Park Trails Passport. Answer the questions and check your box off at each site. Once you have completed your passport, mail it to the Partnership for a Healthier Carroll County at the address below, which is 295 Stoner Avenue, Suite 306, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. You go to the website and you can see more information on this. All completed passports will be entered into a drawing to win a combined prize of a Fitbit and a 2022 Piney Run Park Pass. That's pretty good. You can save yourself some money. All participants will receive a mailed certificate of completion along with a Walk Carroll bracelet and walking resource. So take advantage of the opportunity and we'll all stay healthy and become better citizens because of the programs we have and the ability to take advantage of them. We also have celebrating 75,000 acres preserved and growing. Carroll County's agricultural land preservation effort is the most successful in the state of Maryland. Preserving more farms and more acreage through the purchase of land preservation easements than any other county in Maryland. Let me emphasize that. We are doing more to preserve agricultural land in Carroll County than any other county in Maryland. That's phenomenal. Carroll County's program also ranks among the nation's top five similar programs administered by local governments in the United States, operating since 1980, and that shows dedication and commitment to fulfilling this obligation. The Carroll County program has preserved more than 740 farms, encompassing over 75,500 acres as of now. In 2020, Carroll County reached the milestone of 75,000 acres preserved. This is 75% of the total 100,000 goal we have. To celebrate the occasion, the Fall Harvest Celebration at the Farm Museum will feature a ceremony, a bus tour of nearby preserved farms, and other related special attractions. The celebration will be held Saturday, October 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Carroll County Farm Museum, and it is free to the public. A special celebration will be held at the event. More details to follow. We're hoping to get some important VIPs from the state to appear. That's tentative. I can't divulge yet what we have, but there should be some very important people from the state to recognize the efforts and success of Carroll County in this program. Carroll County also received a financial reporting award. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners is pleased to announce that Carroll County is awarded the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting from the Government Finance Officer Association of the United States. That's a lot and sounds pretty impressive. It took a lot of hard work, and I want to give a special shout out to our Budget Director, Mr. Ted Zaleski. He does an incredible job. He keeps us commissioners on the rail, so to speak, follows through with discipline on finances. And I think so much of our success is dependent upon the intelligence and ability of our budget director. So I personally want to thank him for all he does for this county. And we all should recognize his achievements and the work he does for us. This is a 36th consecutive award for the county and recognizes the county's comprehensive annual financial report for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2020. And it takes a lot of people and a lot of leadership across the board. Director Zaleski has a tremendous staff, their analyst programs. It's a lot of hard work to make this happen. I just can't list off all their names, but all those individuals out there in that process, they know who they are. And I personally want to thank you for your service and dedication, and it is rewarded to the people and the financial system we're administering presently. So thank you. We have upcoming road closures, Marriottsville Road 2 and Buckhorn Road. Marriottsville Road 2 is in Commissioner Rothstein's district. Buckhorn's in mine. So if you have any questions about the forthcoming announcement, please refer to Commissioner Rothstein's office or mine, and we'll be more than happy to help you out because road closures can be a bit of an inconvenience to people. Please be aware of the upcoming road closures information, and it's all due to pipe replacements. We have an ongoing maintenance system where we replace things before they fail for public safety. The first is Merrittsville Road 2 in Merrittsville. It'll be closed between Snowden's Creek and Walden's Way between August 23rd for 20 days, approximately, give or take. It all depends on how hard it is or how much trouble they potentially have in replacing it. The project contractor is Concrete General. The road in my district is Buckhorn Road. I've gone out and seen the site visit, and I'm very much impressed with our Department of Public Works for being proactive in addressing these issues before they have failure. It is in Sykesville. The road will be closed from the address of 640 to 660 Buckhorn Road. It is the gravel section. Not many people ride through it, but all the citizens out there live on are very much aware, and this will impact their life. That road closure starts on August 30th and will run for approximately 11 days, and that contractor is HTI. So please be patient and understand. But as always, if you have questions, you can contact our office. Carroll County Department of Public Works advises drivers to allow extra time when traveling through construction work zones. Drivers may experience traffic delays and lane closures with flagging operations. We very much appreciate the public's cooperation and patience with any traffic delays as construction and rehabilitation continues on the county's roads and bridges. So we appreciate your understanding as we address these things. I want to get into some of the carnivals and outdoor activities. We're back to doing fireman carnivals. The first one I have the list is Gambers at September 3rd. That's out on Niner Road in Finksburg. Please get out there and support your fire departments. They very much need your support after the closures and lack of carnivals the previous year. They need your love and support. We have the Carroll County Farmers Market Harvest Weekend. That is also on September 4th at the Carroll County Ag Center. Get out there and support your local farmers and get some fresh produce. You know, they have vegetables, farm-raised beef, eggs, homemade baked goods, gourmet. There's a whole list. Please get out there and check it out, and you can decide what you're in the mood for. And also, as we talked about this morning in the local commerce meeting, it's important to start patronizing these local establishments and businesses. Looking forward to Christmas. Christmas will be here before you know it. As you're out and about, pick up some gifts here and there. Make them special. Products from farmers markets make excellent personal gifts for Christmas, so you can get some gifts early instead of waiting until the last minute. There's also the Tawny Town Farmers Market. That is also September 4th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. That'll be held at the Thunderhead Bowling Alley and Grill parking lot. Now, that's up in Commissioner Wance's district, and Commissioner Wance brags about the food up there at Thunderhead Bowl. I haven't been, but I take his word for it. So if you're out there, patronize those local establishments. They would be glad to have you and hopefully put it in your routine of places to visit. Your local businesses need your love and support. There's a Hampstead Farmers Market as well, also September 4th, 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. That will be at the Panther Sports Academy, formerly North Carroll High School. So all those people out there who want the North Carroll High School, get out there to Farmers Market, walk around, and reminisce about your days when you attended school out there. They need your love and support as well. And here's a neat event I started going to as a child with my father, and that is the Mason-Dixon 59th Annual Gas and Steam Show. That is a lot of fun to see all those old tractors and antiques that are out there that people have a passion for and restore. And it shows what our farmers in previous generations had to work with and demonstrates their commitment to the history and preservation of our agriculture. There'll be antique tractors and equipment demonstrations, antique cars and trucks. I'm a big fan of old-time trucks. This event will be Saturday and Sunday. They'll also do some preliminary stuff on September 10th, but then it'll be all through the weekend. And they'll also have a tractor parade. So get out there with the family, walk around. The kids find it fascinating to see those old steam engines. They have a distinct sound tone where they spit and sputter, but they just keep running. And at one time, that was a modern technology of our society. And that's what our farmers utilize. So it's very impressive to see farmers out there restoring and maintaining a heritage. And I will close out reminding everyone that next month in September is the Maryland Wine Festival right here in Carroll County at the Ag Center. So you can go on the website and check it out, drum up support. We appreciate all the people that patronize the annual wine festival because it brings a lot of out-of-county resources into our economy. So please spread the word. And it's an honor to serve you. It's an honor to give these updates to people. And as always, thank you for your support and God bless.